that, but specify where it was. You say the eave's leaking.
Mm-hmm. Would you say roof?
Well, the eave or either the shingle on the top of the house has come loose.
Mm-hmm. But would you call the top of your house a roof?
Well, I'd say the roof on the room or the living room or the kitchen or what might be.
Okay. Let's see. You're talking about the eaves. The eaves on your house. What do you call those things that catches the water as it runs off the eaves? So it doesn't leave a bare spot.
I know what you're talking about. I've got my hand back out there on the dog business. I can't call the name of that. Got my human is right along right outside that.
Yeah, on the back there?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
I can't call it. I know it too, but I can't call it now.
Slipping around?
Yeah, that's right. Slipping around.
Okay, what would you call it? Building that you used to store wood in, you know, like when you were back in the farm.
Wood shed.
Okay. And Tim, this is a favorite question. What did you call the outdoor toilet when you were a small kid, little boy?
Well, for instance, you'd come up and you'd say, "Where's so and so?" They'd say, "Oh, he'd be back and he'd go down the toilet."
Uh huh. Did you have any name for the outside toilet?
No one, just the toilet.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call it like a outhouse?
Well, sometime, it depends, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, say going to the outhouse.
Did you ever have any other names before it?
Well, no more than the toilet or either the outhouse.
Uh-huh.
Like the old saying is, when I was a boy coming up, that most of the country people would say going to the toilet.
Okay.
Once in a while, a certain group would say, "Going to the outhouse, be back in a minute." Mm-hmm. Certain group of society, high, so-called big dogs.
Big dogs. They call it a toilet too, huh?
Some of them do. Some of them fancy it, say he'd be back very quick, she'd be back, she'd going to the outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're inside and the dogs are barking out back, how would you tell me that the dogs are barking back there? I mean, if I didn't know what it was, you say, I'd blank the dogs in the back.
Well, I'd probably do it. I'd say, well, like last night.
Mm-hmm.
Went to bed around here and I jingled. That's why they started to raise thunder back down there in them pins.
Mm-hmm.
And got worse. And I said, "Mama," called her. I said, "Mama, go back there and see what's wrong. There's something back yonder in there with the dog business."
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is it we do with our ears?
Say that again.
What is it we do with our ears? I mean, what are they there for?
Well, that's for the hearing. That's like television.
Like television. It's for the hearing.
You hear the words, the people. So the ears are used for like a television.
Yeah.
Take in the message. Take the rot in. Take the disgusting stuff of this country.
Uh-huh. I don't guess you can do much about that. Well, say if you hear, how would you say if you hear something yesterday?